Welcome to our brief practice of body mindfulness. First, let's get comfortable. So find a centering, present posture on a cushion or chair, doesn't matter. As long as you're not slouching forward or back. And to sort of get centered, you may want to shift around a bit and find a posture where you can breathe easily, but feel a little bit uplifted or a little more centered, lighter than usual. We usually put our hands someplace they won't fidget. Could be the lap, could be the knees. We close our eyes to cut down stimulation, unless that makes us drowsy, and then you can feel free to open your eyes a bit and let a little light in, while loosely focusing on whatever the ground floor. The next thing we're going to do is shift to nostril breathing, and that helps us relax because the nostrils are smaller and slow the breath compared to mouth breathing. All right, so as we shift into nostril breathing, let's try to cleanse our breath a little bit. And we do that by taking a nice, long, full breath, right? So letting the breath fill the upper chest, maybe feeling it even a little bit in your lower chest, pushing into your diaphragm and belly. And then a nice, long, full sigh out. Ah. And maybe another of those. Natural, deep, full breath, chest, belly, and then a long, slow, full sigh. Ah. Okay, with a little clearing of the breath now, we're going to let our body do what it does and shift into a natural rhythm of breathing. And so we're just going to take a few natural breaths, not guiding them, just letting them be. And we're going to do the last setup, sort of turning our attention to the breath, right? So now we're engaging our mind with this simple natural rhythm. And as you sort of just get familiar with the breath, use your sensation of the breath to draw your attention into your body, into the present moment. You'll feel somewhere in your body the breath, there's a place where the breath feels most acute, most clear, where you can sense it most readily. So try to find that place wherever it is, right? If it's belly or chest or up in the nostrils somewhere. And make that your new home base, right? Think of that place where you sense the breath in your body as the place where you're going to settle your mind and come home to your present, living, breathing body experience. So let's take a couple of natural breaths and try to stick with that home base. Try to keep your attention in your body where you sense, I'm really breathing. Here's my body right now, keeping me alive. Okay, when you start to have that relationship where you start to use the breath to draw your awareness into yourself, into your body, into this moment. I want to see if you feel any part of the breath which is kind of comfortable or reassuring, a comforting rhythm of in and out. Just notice that. Try to savor whatever comfort or pleasure or ease or rhythm you feel. in the simple rhythm of breathing. Right? So try to savor that and let it draw your mind in. And like a good mother or an animal whisperer to your body, give your mind permission to unplug from the world and rest and refresh in that present moment sensation. I try letting go of what has been or could be. Try to notice the living, breathing body that supports you. And with your mind as calm and clear as possible, tune in. Now, of course, you're going to feel distractions. Your mind is going to be drawn to thoughts or sensations, sounds. And that's just part of the process. It's no shame, no blame, no judgment. As soon as you notice you're distracted, you let go and return to that home base. Return the mind back to the place where you sense the breath. So it's that simple rhythm of letting go of the distraction, returning to focus, to the breath. That's the muscle we're pumping here. That's going to build your capacity to be present. And of course, since we're all complicated, when we do get more present, our minds might naturally tend to get a little duller or sleepier. So if you notice you're heading that way, soon as you catch it, let go of the dullness. Don't sink into it. Try to make an extra effort to uplift the mind. Come back to the breath where you can really see it and feel it clearly and with energy. So in this way, we're alternately settling the wild mind, reining it back in like a puppy that needs to be tamed, calmed. And we're also energizing the dull mind, the sleepy, sort of dour puppy inside. And we're going to sit now together with this centering practice, watching ourselves with care like that mother or whisperer, just enjoying being present with your present body. Right, staying close to your life, because this is where your life is, right here and now. Trying to feel the pulse of it, the breath. Trying to savor it. And again, you can use the reassuring rhythm or pleasant sensation of the breath to calm your mind if you get a little fidgety or distracted. You can also use the pleasant energy or comfortable energy of the breath to wake up to as a treat, right? So we're really working with the breath in many ways to try to rein our minds in, get them centered and settled, so we can actually reward ourselves by just savoring what it's like to be. To be alive. Okay, and as you're sort of savoring, trying to connect, giving yourself this moment, when you're ready, going to try to loosen the focus of awareness and let some of that awareness return to our outer physical body. We're going to feel the whole body is a breathing thing and try to feel Once again, the sense of the cushion or chair supporting you. Perhaps you can feel the air on your skin or sense the room or even see some of it. And at your own pace, open your eyes, but try to keep that flavor of clarity and calm, that sense of presence in the moment, of letting go. And make an intention to bring breath awareness into choice moments of your daily life when you really need it.